From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Top-ranking U.S. general says he would not recommend buffer and no-fly zones in Syria, where people fleeing their homes can be protected from air attacks by Syrian government forces. General Lloyd Austin, head of the U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday a ground force would be needed to protect the refugees, but that such a force is not available at this time. "This is a horrible tragedy," the general said. "We would hope, as these refugees continue to be disadvantaged, that we see more countries joining in to assist." The Syrian conflict, which began in March 2011 as peaceful protests before being met by a harsh crackdown, spiraling into a multi-party civil war, has forced half of all Syrians from their homes. Yemeni government spokesman says Yemen's cabinet has returned to the country after months spent in self-imposed exile in Saudi Arabia. The spokesman said on Wednesday the cabinet ministers will work out of the southern port city of Aden with the goal of restoring stability to the country. There was no indication that President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi was set to return. He fled Yemen earlier this year. No drones will be allowed in New York, Washington, or Philadelphia later this month when Pope Francis visits the faithful in those cities. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced that all unmanned aircraft will be prohibited in those places, as well as their surrounding communities, from September 22nd through the 27th. Those areas have been designated as no-drone zones. In addition to stops at Congress, the White House, and UN headquarters, the Pope will lead Mass in all three cities, including an outdoor Mass in Philadelphia, with about 2 million worshipers expected to attend. This is VOA News.